Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Recreation Committee. We're running a little bit behind, thanks to the mayor. So we'll get right into it. My committee is here except for Paul. He is not with us today, Mr. Garch. So we will get right into approval of the minutes from the April 4th meeting.
So moved.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Next item is number two on the agenda, public comment period. If anybody would like to speak about anything having to do with rec or the town, period, now is your time. Seeing nobody, we will move right into number three, employee years of service. Steve, you want to take this?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Johnny Branch, you come on over here, please. All right. Johnny.
Thank you.
I introduce Johnny Branch. He works in our aquatics department. He's a recreation specialist for aquatics. And Johnny Branch is, we're celebrating 10 years of service to the town today. And I got to tell you a little bit about Johnny over there. I'm not lying when I say that he is truly the MacGyver of the department. because he can put things together. He has kept a system operating over at the Jones Center pool for several years. Under great distress of a system that was in large need of replacement, and which is being replaced right now, in the process of replacing right now. The Dectron unit, and not just the Dectron unit, Park West and everywhere else, whenever there's a problem, Johnny always takes care of it. Does a great job. The things he's been able to do with Band-Aids and duct tape and wire ties, he's been extremely impressive. And hopefully he's going to be sticking out a little while still. He's going to be looking toward retirement soon, but we are not pushing him out the door. You can stay as long as you want. So anyway, yes, all right. I want to recognize you for 10 years of service. There you go, Johnny.
Johnny, thank you very much.
You
are an invaluable asset over there. All right. Thank you, Steve. Next item is a request from the Culture, Arts, and Pride Commission to amend the bylaws. We had this on the agenda last month, and I believe, Will, you wanted to take a look at this a little better, and then so we decided to bring it back for the approval this time. So does anybody want to start with that?
Well, I'd be happy to introduce it. This item did come in front of you. The commission thought it best to sort of reorganize some of the purpose items and duties of it. And it seemed to me, in reading through it, that the focal points that were originally defined by town council to be included still remain, as I saw it. They just shaped a little bit differently inside the bylaw. So once it was in that form, we brought it to you last month, and there was some discussion about it. And here we are back again.
Will, anything?
Sure, yes. I've had some discussions, done a little research, met with Maria, and I guess my concern is, my question is this commission, is it enough into the arts in terms of the creative aspect? People who create produce art. People who are on the cutting edge of creativity in the town of Mount Pleasant, which to me is a part of the lifeblood of a community. And I think I used this quote before, but at one point during World War II, when Winston Churchill was presented with the thing to cut out the arts because of the war effort, his response was, then what are we fighting for? And if you have a community that's devoid of creativity, then you're just a commuter, you know, town. And so I don't have all the answers for this. One might be, who applies for our commissions and boards? You know, are we out there enough getting people who are actively involved in the arts? I mean, we have famous musicians in this town. We have famous poets in this town. We probably have some famous artists in this town. And is the structure of this and is the bylaws of this conducive to that? Or do we just need to go out and recruit more people who are actively engaged, you know, in the arts? And I'm not talking about just like festivals and things. I'm talking about people who create objects of art, whether it's writing or music or pieces of art. So, Mr. Chairman, maybe, you know, do we act on something today with that in mind? Is what we're being asked to change or amend in the bylaws today going to have a material effect on that? that might take a little more deliberation, a little more input like that that we just sought out? Or do we just need to get more involved in the arts as a community?
Well, I think this document is more of an umbrella. I've been involved in the arts in Mount Pleasant for a while,
right.
And there's so many different entities out there that are trying to do basically the same thing, but with different types of art.
Right.
And from performing art all the way to the visual art. And I think we do a good job in Mount Pleasant with some of the events we have, festivals and what have you, that highlight the arts. But I don't think we're meant to be a catch-all or a one-man stop for everybody. I think we're still going to have these little fragmented operations out there, as evidenced by, I see a couple people here that are doing that right now, that are here today. But I think the CAP is meant to kind of oversee everything, and when, as things are brought to them, they'll see if they can be promoted within the framework the town's got set up. But that's my only take on it. I don't think we're meant to be everything for everybody. Y'all chime in.
Well, my only comments would be, they're excellent points. I would say that my read of the proposed bylaws is, I think it gets stronger in the visual and performing arts. Talk specifically about the expansion and promotion. But you know, maybe it's time, and we do this from time to time, where if you find it appropriate, invite in the chairperson to come in and say brief counsel in a few minutes on a report of what the commission's been doing over the last year. And if you feel that there hasn't been enough emphasis in one particular area, then you could ask more about it and charge them, even remind the chairperson of what council's wishes are in that regard.
I'd love to do that.
That's fine. That's a good idea. I see Kenda in the audience. Kenda?
I am the chair.
She is the chair.
I love what you just said.
But is there anybody else on the CAP committee here with us today?
They could not make it. I asked for it.
Kenda, do you have anything you want to say?
Love what you said. One thing that we are trying to do in CAP is to do just as you said. We have a new program that is honoring sculptors, which is our Sculpture in the Park mm-hmm. program. We have another that is honoring graphic artists, which is all our traffic box wraps. We have a new one that's coming out, which I'm excited about, that I found called Raining Poetry, which is going to be actually putting poems and short pieces of writing etched into the sidewalks at various places, which you can only see when it's wet. So we want to do a whole poetry contest with the schools and our poet laureate. That's a new one we have that incorporates writers. I have another one that I came up with that even Nicole doesn't know yet. that I want to start a whole program on pride. Because we've got the C and the P pretty good in our CAP. We really haven't done much with the pride other than the tree grant and the pride award. I want to do a Take Pride in Your Community email blast out to people. I want to get everybody to send in suggestions. I'm kind of still formulating it in my mind, but we want to start addressing the P in CAP as well with this Take Pride program. So we want all different types of artists to be in the email blast, and we welcome it.
Thank you, Ken. Nicole, you have anything to add?
Is that good?
I know you're tired, but I mean...
tired and sweating my blood, but I just, you know, I exactly what Kenda said. We the programs that we have been really developing and are taking off, even the traffic box art is not just graphic artists, but I would add that we also have some traditional artists who have submitted works as well. We have some painting, so there's graphic art that has been put on the traffic boxes, but also we have some students. There's a Mount Pleasant resident who's a sixth grade SOA student. Her wrap is getting ready to go on traffic box. We have two Wando High School artists whose art is going on traffic boxes. So I'm excited about, I really feel like our last two meetings in CAP, we have really generated a lot of excitement and some new program ideas that I'm excited to bring to y'all soon.
Well, I think the other item, too, is that the ATAC has now got a cultural part of their program that will award monies, and not necessarily based on heads and beds, but on the cultural aspect of their presentations and what they're trying to do in the town. So, you know, we're trying to get it covered. It's not an easy process. Like I said, I bet we must have 40 different people out there in different organizations trying to create culture and pride and all that. So. Will, anything else?
Just members of the public that are here to comment?
Yeah, anybody here would like to say something about this particular item? Thank you. Will, anything else?
Just wanted, so are we correct that if we approve, we're going to approve this today, but we're going to get a presentation maybe next month or 2 months from now?
Yeah, we can do that through this committee.
Yeah, right here.
Absolutely, sir. It may be best, I know you just made the comment, Mr. Chair. Well, first, if you approve this, it'll go on with positive consideration of council. But secondly, perhaps in front of full council would be a good spot to get an update on the progress of CAP. And we could do that next month, depending on Ken's schedule, or the month after, or whatever.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll let you work that out.
Sure.
I don't want to rush her. I mean, I know they're doing these nice new programs right now, so I'd like to see maybe they'll have examples within 60 days.
That's a good idea.
Okay, without further ado, we need the recommendation to send this to full council.
That's so moved.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Okay, next is a discussion regarding the Rifle Range Road Park maintenance.
Let's see if I can get that.
You got to
work properly. All right. Thank you. To start off, you remember back in January, we had the Clemson Master Plan study that was done for us. And one of the top things that was listed on the Master Plan study was the availability of greenways and trails for the public. So we've had some conversation with Charleston County PRC, and I want to talk about Rifle Range Road and what we can do. As you know, right now it's an undeveloped property over there. What we can do to do some development out there to allow the public to begin using the property. I'd like to go to the conceptual. Conceptual master plan, this is what we have planned for Rifle Range Road that have been presented to council previously, dividing the property into two different areas. This area over here being owned by the town of Mount Pleasant, and this area over here being owned by the Charleston County PRC. That area is defined by the road going through there, and that has not been solidified yet. So this is conceptual right now, but in the meantime, before we get to this part, we're looking at further development. So, Martine, can you help me go to the next one? Later on it will be divided into two areas, but right now it's just jointly owned. The entire property is jointly owned. Very good. We have 245 acre property owned by the town, Mount Pleasant and Charleston County PRC, and we found some discussion to establish a management agreement for the area. The area right now is undeveloped land over there, and we both jointly felt there's a desire to make the undeveloped park accessible to the public. To reduce misuse of the property, put some eyes on the property by having the public begin using it. The master plan talks about the greenways and trails, and we think that there's a way to begin using that, make a trailhead over there, and allow the public to start using the trails, the existing roadlands, the trails that are already in the area, at Rifle Range Road, to allow some traffic through the area. It gives the public opportunity to use it, meet the master plan objectives, and also prevents squatting or things that shouldn't be going on back there in that area. So we have a desire to develop a trailhead and a parking area to allow access to the existing trails and the roads on the property. We talked about the town of Mount Pleasant and Charleston County sharing responsibilities for reclaiming the overgrown areas over there. Over the last 5, 6, 7 years that we've owned the property, a lot of trees have grown up. A lot of areas that were fields or have a lot of trees growing in there. We believe that there is a potential to generate funds from a timber sale. Charleston County PRC is exploring that to see if funds can be generated from a timber sale in order for us to have a starting point with some funds to be able to develop a trailhead, clear out some of the areas, bush hog some of it, and prepare it to be able to use. Jody was also there with us in some of the discussion, and future management of that area. Until it is fully developed, until we move on to our conceptual master plan and begin the development of the full park, would be jointly maintained between the town of Mount Pleasant Public Service Department and Charleston County PRC. So, two areas looking at there. Martin, can I hear the next?
Can I ask one question? So, the whole, we own the whole 245 with the county. There's been no division.
That is correct.
That's in theory.
That is correct. Right. So right now, we don't own the left side and they own the right side.
Right.
It is jointly owned by both of us. In future development, it would be divided at some point, but that has not occurred yet.
Did you look at timber sales where we're probably going to do clearing for our improvements, or have you gotten that far?
The timber sales would be through the whole area, wherever it can be generated. They do not have a dollar on that yet. They're exploring that to see what we could generate from that. There could be some revenue, though, that would allow us to get something to put towards the initial development. So, can I go back a page, the big map? It's on this slide. Did you hear that? This right here. This is the entire property, and the area we're looking to have a trailhead is right down here in this bottom left-hand corner.
That's off of Rifle Range?
That's right off of Rifle Range. That was Rifle Range Road. Right down here is Rifle Range Road, up here is 17, over on this side, over here is 17. Anyway, right over here on this corner. The two sites, two locations, kind of referred to as the old campground locations that are over there by the property, both of which are there. We had also looked on the far left end where there was, used to be a horse field. There was an easement and some power lines and kind of stuff, but we decided this was a better area because there's some gates and some fencing. The access off of Rifle Range Road would be good, because probably the primary area being alternate site B over here. This is site A, and then site B has a gate and it has an entranceway established already. We could maybe have a gravel parking lot, it's a shaded area, a kiosk, and then begin a trail map so people know where to go to explore the area.
So is the plan that it would still look natural, rustic?
Absolutely.
No pavement, lights, absolutely. That kind of stuff?
Nothing at all like that.
Very low impact.
Very low impact, gravel parking lot, kiosk. If you've been to any, I don't know if you've been to any of the other trails that Charleston County PRC manages, mm-hmm. we have a trailhead map, you know, give you people an idea of where they're going, and let people go in there and start biking, hiking, and exploring the area.
Have you thought about how many cars for parking, how many parking spaces?
We have not discussed the size of the parking space.
I think the idea was, if y'all, the conversations have started, but it's time to brief you on where we were, make sure you're comfortable with us continuing with these.
Well, I'm just amazed you're this far ahead. I didn't realize we had this kind of discussions going on.
I think Steve was talking about the results of the last master plan. There was some pressure probably to move forward. You want to talk about that for a second?
All right. Well, the like I was saying, the master plan, or the master plan said from Punson, had talked about the trails and greenways. That was our largest area of need, new surveys that we received. And along with that, it's not just the trails, and then this is meeting a portion of that, providing trails. The other portion of that is trying to provide connectivity between trails. This doesn't meet that area of the need right now. But we talked about that. Charleston County, you know, discussed it with us, and we started, you know, hey, we might be able to get together and work this out where we can find a way to start putting some people on property instead of just being unused land that it has been for so long. So,
so would you have different length trails, like at Laurel Park?
Mm-hmm. There's trails. There's existing trails all the way through. There's roads and trails and paths through there. Some of them might require a little minor linking in a couple places to develop loops that you just. They usually color code them, you know, the red trail, the green trail, the blue trail, and give people an idea of the length of each one, so they knew when they were setting out to follow the blue signs or the yellow signs, whatever it may be. And right now it's been pretty much just some few emails and a meeting, a little discussion on it, but we talked about, you know, is this something that we have a thumbs up on for you to pursue, to continue to explore, and open to further.
I have one thing to add. I love the passive access and all that. The people have paid for it. They all been using it. I would strongly consider rethinking doing any logging out there. unless you were ready to disconnect your phone number. I think if the public saw, and if you've seen a commercial logging operation, it gets real ugly fast. You know, you got a lay down yard, and you got the gyro tracks and stuff in there. And I think that the public would probably say, oh gosh, here we go again, you know, cutting down every tree and not butter. I like the thing about the revenue, but I think if one of these big green patches on Rifle Range Road, trees started coming down, I think we would have a whole different set of problems on our hands, rather than getting this park open. That's just my feeling.
Drew, you were part of the discussion over there, and I believe when we were talking about that, most of it, they were talking about, they do thinning. They call it thinning, and they're thinning out areas, kind of as part of forest management. I don't think they're looking to do clear cutting or anything like that.
No, I get it.
Right. But we do have some clear areas that were previously clear pasture areas that started growing up with some stuff that would need to be cleared out. That was the thought process.
Just proceed very carefully.
Cautiously.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, I think it's a great idea. I hope the committee will agree with me that we need to get going. It was the number one priority for our rec master plan, and this is a great place, and we all know that. To start, so
would this aspect be all town and no county?
No, it would be both.
It would be.
It
both.
Would be. It would be both. Both in the operation of the trailhead, the maintenance of the trails, making sure they stay clear.
What about the cost and the maintenance of the parking lot? Will they participate in that as well?
They will participate in that as well. Working together to meet a common goal.
Anybody in the audience want to make a comment? All right, well, I think you've got this committee's go-ahead as far as let's keep the discussion going with them. I know money will come up sooner or later, but we can talk about that then, too. So.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we've got a couple of considerations here, Steve. We got a consideration of waiver request by USA Track and Field, South Carolina.
We do. They have a South Carolina State Championship Youth Track Meet that they would like to host here June 9th, 10th, and 11th at Park West. It would be a very nice event. Approximately 1,300 athletes that would be participating in it. Not necessarily at one time, but over the course of the weekend. We have about 1,300 athletes, estimated 2,800 spectators over the course of the weekend. And we would be happy to host them. The track is available. It doesn't conflict with anything on the table. There is a waiver request for the rental of the facility during that time. And of course, the related expenses would be covered by the USA Track and Field, the staffing, police, fire, and so forth.
Very good. Any questions?
I'll move that we grant that waiver.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I love the economic impacts. Up to $750,000 for this Mount Pleasant. That's terrific. Okay, number seven, consideration of a request from Shem Creek Presbyterian Church for a one-year lease extension for use of the Darby building.
Sir, the Shem Creek Presbyterian Church has been using the Darby building for the last 2 years. They had an extension last year. It has worked out very well. It has not been kind of conflict with any programs going on with the Darby building. They have had a waiver reduction for the facility, and it's ending at the end of July. It's coming to an end. The current extension is ending at the end of July, and they'd just like to get a request to extend that if they can.
For how long?
For 1 year.
Yeah, they've been good neighbors. I live right next to the Darby building, so right? they don't abuse anything. So.
I will move that we grant that extension.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Okay, this is the elephant in the room here this month. Number eight is a discussion regarding an increase in dues for non-Mount Pleasant residents at the Senior Center. I had this put on the agenda because of the actions taken by Charleston County regarding withdrawing our second and third installments of a 40-year promise to pay, which they have reneged on. I thought it proper that we at least talk about the 163 folks who are non-Mount Pleasant residents, members, and see what the situation is. Have you done any sort of polling, or is Cherie is here? Cherie, come, can you come on up? Where I can see you.
Cherie, you're front and center now.
Cherie's our recreation coordinator, operating the scene.
Here.
I did find out a little bit more information. So there's 163 non-residents, Charleston County non-resident members that are members of the center right now. And as you had mentioned, they had previously been getting the resident rate of $125 a year to utilize the facility, because Charleston County had provided the funding to the facility in the past. We also have an additional 48 non-Charleston County non-resident members that do pay $250 a year. They are mostly Berkeley County, for the most part out of Daniel Island, that utilize the facility, which is a normal non-resident rate for the facility. And so we were just bringing it up for discussion and consideration as to how you would like us to proceed with our membership structure for the facility now that we are not getting the reimbursement from Charleston County.
Hi. What have you heard? I know the drums beat loud when something like this hits. It doesn't hit the street; it's in the street. So I just wondered if you'd heard anything pro or con about it.
Obviously, those that would be affected, yes, would be drumming a little harder. But as whole, you know, the members themselves are fine for how it is. I mean, the current prices, membership prices, they'd love to keep it as is, but. That go along with any change that we felt
right.
Necessary.
Okay. Eric, anything to add?
No, sir.
Steve, anything else?
Yes, sir. Our normal non-resident rate for most of our programs is double that of what the regular resident rate is. So, being consistent with our other programs, that's what I'm suggesting.
And we have Berkeley County residents paying $250 a year.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
But Charleston County residents paying $125.
That's correct.
Question or any comments?
Yeah. You want to make a motion?
I want to see if you have anything to say.
No wonder Councilman Gallard missed today.
Well, I think it's been brewing with us since the county's been so difficult to work with on their promise. It was very disappointing, quite frankly, that they withdrew their support. But I think we do have to treat everybody equally. I think that's prime here. And I'm all for putting them up to $250. I don't think it's going to hurt our numbers that much. I probably will a little bit initially, but I think our growth over there is such that we won't feel it too much. So that's my feelings on it. Anybody else got anything to say in the audience? Any comments?
Would you like us to?
No.
The Berkeley County people, they're members? About how many is that?
48. 48 non-Charleston County, non-Mount Pleasant.
Okay, 48.
Do you have any added?
Just that it would take effect the next time their dues needed to be renewed.
Correct. Yeah. We was getting to that as far as the timing issue. And those are floating, right? Not everybody's on the same day. It's when they joined 1 year ago. Well, I'll make the motion that we raise the fee to $250 effective with their next billing for their memberships for anybody who is a non-Mount Pleasant resident member. And Charleston County, right?
And I'll second.
So we have a motion and second. Any discussion further? Yes, ma'am.
Just for clarification, so we're doubling the rates for the 48 that are Berkeley County, but we're not doubling the rates for the Charleston County residents.
No.
That happen to reside within the borders but aren't Mount Pleasant residents.
The Berkeley people are already paying the $250.
Okay, so we're raising it for the 48 that are in, is it 48 no. then no. that are in Charleston County?
No, 163 is Charleston.
163, so we're raising it for them?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The Berkeleys are already at $250.
That's what I thought I understood. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I was clear.
Any other address,
please? Linda Page, 1458, Church Street. Sorry, forgot.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. All right. Any other programs? Thank you, Sharice.
Thank you.
Well, it won't be long on the program information. I'm behind schedule here. I'm going to keep the mood here, but the programs are going very well. Some of the numbers may look a little bit smaller. I will tell you that our track and field, that 96 that you see for track and field, that really caught my eye because I know our track and field program is exploding. It's actually over 300 that have signed up right now. It was just by the time of this report is 96. So we're doing very, very well in that. Swim lessons you also see are down. That is entirely related to the Dectron replacement and the closing of the pool and us letting people know that the pool's going to be closed during that time and having the shifts and stuff. It's only using Park West during this time period. There's several upcoming events. Spring Carnival is going to be on Wednesday over outside of Alhambra Hall and the playground area over there. It's a very, very nice, very fun event, very pretty. Pitch Hit and Run at Duffy Field is going to be hosted on the 13th. And then once again on the 20th is going to be the sectional Pitch Hit and Run that they're able to host here in Mount Pleasant. Our lacrosse Palmetto Shootout is on the 13th of May. And the Double Dutch competition that we host every year. We send people from here to the state and regional and even world competitions that are held in Sumter, South Carolina for Double Dutch. So several things.
Lorene's baby. Huh?
Right. Another thing I wanted to mention, I sent you an email, I just want to mention here publicly, is what a great job and how happy we are with the Cambridge drainage system and how that is working. We had some very serious rain last week on Monday. And afterwards, that afternoon, our soccer coordinator was able to go out to the field at Sherwood's Flowers and the two fields at Park West that have been had the drainage added. They could lay on the field and they wouldn't get wet. I mean, they were dry, they were playable. We played that afternoon, and it just wouldn't have been the case previously. So,
where's Gary when you need him? Thank you for that. And I was going to call on Jody just to reaffirm that how the fields had performed under the new drainage systems.
I understand they're doing very well.
Very good. Mayor?
Linda Page, 1458 Shore Street. I'd just like to make sure that information gets in your report for council meeting because that is great news.
Thank you. And thank you to council for supporting the system. It's one of our CIP projects. It's a great news story. And I have spoken with Martine about possibly even doing a little blurb on it.
Good. Very good.
Word out to the public.
Very good. All right.
Before we adjourn, can we, as we let these Charleston County residents know that their dues are doubled, can we let them know that it's a result of a deal that was basically not lived up to by their county government? I don't want them to think we just capriciously doubled their fees because they're not Mount Pleasant residents, but it was based on the fact that the county was, there was a payback.
I think we can do it on an individual basis through a memo or something as their billing comes up.
We should
be able to do that.
We should be able to do it very carefully with the wording.
Yeah. I mean, because a lot of them, they live in Mount Pleasant, but they're not in the incorporated.
No, a lot of them come over the river, too.
Right.
Anything else for the good of the cause, Eric?
No, sir.
All right, thank you. We're adjourned.
Steve.
Very good.
Thanks.